And Dr. Morgan, we have a related question from Dan in Tel Aviv. And Dan wants to know when he should start deworming foals and how often should foals be dewormed?
Sure. And I'll put a plug in for all of our listeners, and I'm sure that we have this on our list of documents, reference and resource documents for them. But the American Association of Equine Practitioners, or AAEP, has a really nice set of guidelines for internal parasite control for the horse, and they're available to anyone. You don't have to be an AAEP member to access it. You can get on their website, aaep.org, and get access to these, and they're just a wealth of information. In fact, Dr. Nielsen was one of the folks that helped formulate and write these guidelines. So they're very up to date, and they're very user friendly. But with that, and I digress. Repeat that question for me again, Michelle. If you want.
So what recommendations do you have for deworming foals?
On the babies, we typically don't like to start on those young ones until they're about, 70 to 90 days of age. So 3 months is a good rule of thumb. Really no reason to treat them before 2 months of age. So around 2.5, 3 months of age, we would give them their first treatment. And remember, we said earlier that roundworms are our primary concern in these young horses. So we want to use something that we know has good roundworm efficacy. And that's typically going to be one of, in the class of drugs we call the benzimidazoles. That's fenbendazole or oxybendazole. And then the other one is the Pyrantel product. So both of those classes are still quite good for roundworms by and large. So, and they're very safe in our young horses. So that would be the first treatment. And typically we want to look at treating those babies about four times that first year of life. Okay. So the next treatment's probably going to be, we'd like to plug that in a little before weaning because we know weaning is a stressful time for them. So we want to deworm them probably if we can, maybe 2 to 4 weeks or so before weaning is another really good time to deworm those youngsters. And then after that, probably around 9 and 12 months of age, something like that. And there again, the first 6 to 8 months of life, we're really, really focused on the roundworms. And then as they begin to approach that 12 months or true 1 year of age, we're going to start to not be quite as concerned about the roundworms and shift now our attention more to the small strongyles and even start thinking about tapeworms perhaps at that age. So that's kind of the progression, if you will, of how we look at deworming those babies that first year of life.